This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander, and I'm joined again by Caitlin Plonsky from RV with the Plonskys. And Caitlin, it's been about a year or so. Last time we saw you, you were expecting, and well, now you've got a new addition to the family.
Oh, new additions. I had twins.
You had twins.
Did. We have identical twin girls that are 6 months old now.
Isn't that great? Fantastic news. That is excellent. And they're in tow with you guys across wherever you're going, right?
They're here. They're in the RV right now.
Wonderful. They're taking a nap. Okay.
They are, but they're in the toy hauler, so they're pretty much good. They all sleep together in the back.
Yeah, I'll try to cut back on my big booming voice.
That's okay. They can't hear us.
I really don't have a big booming voice. I'm a loud mouth, but I don't have a big booming voice. So you're doing okay. Everybody's feeling well and doing all right.
We are. We're doing great. We're adjusting to having three babies in the RV, but you know, I'd still have it in the RV.
So remind us again what you guys are riding around in.
We have a 45-foot fifth wheel toy hauler, and we've turned the back room. We used to put our smart car inside, but we've actually turned the entire back room into a baby room. So we have on the happy, you know how toy haulers have the Happy Jack cribs that go up and down?
Right.
So they're not Happy Jack cribs. We made them into Happy Jack cribs. We have three cribs lined up and they go up and down. So during nap time, I bring them down, they nap in it. During playtime, we bring it up. We have the whole floor underneath to play. And we'll just keep adjusting everything to make it work.
Wow, that's amazing. And right now you are in San Francisco.
We are. We're up north.
Great. Wonderful. And are you doing a fair amount of traveling these days? Are you kind of staying, laying low, stationary for a while?
We kind of stopped just to have the babies. We came up here because they had a great level four NICU. And then we kind of got stuck for a little because the babies, and we just haven't left yet. I don't know exactly when we're going to leave. I'm hoping it is in our future soon, especially with summer coming. I'd like to start traveling again. We just haven't had the... It's a little hard to travel with babies, but not impossible. We're going to make it work.
Well, I like that attitude. That sounds like fun, Mom. I you know, get out there and hit the road. I'm speaking with Caitlin Plonsky, RV with the Plonskys. You can find them on Instagram. And we've got a lineman. Your husband is a lineman. Yep. And also... in fact, your sweatshirt, for those folks just listening only, not watching, your sweatshirt says line wife.
Oh, yeah. Got to represent the line wives.
All right. The line wives are out in full force. And, of course, you yourself are an author. And we're going to learn about some really interesting, wonderful backstory with your book. And we'll do that on the other side. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. Stay tuned. There's more in a moment.
Here are five words every RV enthusiast should know: advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. That's what the RV Advisor was built on, along with protecting your rights. Visit thervadvisor.com.
We're back on the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. Caitlin Plonsky is our guest, and she is from she's RV with the Plonskys. You know, and you get a certain age, you got to keep looking at the notes. I mean, you know, I got to start memorizing these things. Caitlin, it's really cool. You're an author, and you've got a book out, which we're going to share with our viewers and our listeners. And let's take a look at the book, first of all. you have it there, if you have it handy.
I do. So here we are at the front cover. It is called RV with Me.
Yeah.
And on the back we have, you know, of course, the United States. Oh, is it blurry? It's a little blurry here.
Yeah.
And it says, I'll read it to you. So it says, keep an eye out for that silly dog Muffin. Can you spot Muffin on every page? So it's a big part. We have a dog and we're very pet friendly. So I wanted kids to have something to look forward to in the book on the picture pages. And then the back blurb says, have you ever wondered what it would be like to pack up and hit the open road? What about living in an RV and feeling free? Hop on in and buckle up with Callie and her dad as they dream about living in an RV. Together, they discuss the endless possibilities of where to go, how to continue learning, and making friends along the way. Dare to explore the full-time lifestyle?
There you go, RV with Me. So this is a book that's real family-friendly, and kids and their folks can enjoy this book together. Some cool stuff. And not only is that, I mean, that should be enough, but you know what? There's more, as they say. proceeds. Well, I'm going to let you tell the story about the proceeds on this book.
Okay. So my book is actually, I worked with a illustrator that is in and from Ukraine. And so when everything started going on with Ukraine, of course, I was like, oh my gosh, how can I help you in any way? You did so much for me. And she said, you know, I don't really need anything personally. And I was like, well, and not just proceeds, not profit. I mean, the amount that somebody pays for the book right now, I am donating that to families in need to Ukraine. Mm. So we've right now been able to donate $260, which is fantastic. I would love to be able to donate more. So anybody, if you want to buy a copy, for sure, you can find me on Instagram or also on Amazon. I get to donate more if you do it on Instagram because you're putting the money straight to my pocket and Amazon isn't taking a cut, but Amazon is a great option as well. And I would love to just donate as much money as I can to help everybody. And of course, share RV with Me and get that out into as many hands as I can.
Well, that's just wonderful. Boy, that is terrific. A great philanthropic. Well, it is philanthropic in a way, of course, but it's also something that just the good average person does, the good Samaritan.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. And the book, again, is available on Amazon, but it's also available directly from you on your Instagram page, right?
Yes.
And what's the price point on the book? What do we pay
for? So it is $20, and that includes shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say you happen to see me or meet me in an RV park. I do sell it for $15. That way I don't have to, like, shipping cost it. So yes. If you want to meet me in person, I will totally give you the book for $15.
And you'll inscribe it? You'll do a little autograph on there?
I do. If you ask directly, I'll sign it for you. If you just want a copy, I also won't sign it for you. That's totally your decision if you want it signed or not. If you send me something like, hey, will you sign it for my daughter? Of course, I'm going to sign it for your daughter.
You're set. That's it. That's all you need to do. I mean, you know what? Listen, that's terrific. And you go and if you meet you in person, you know, I would certainly have you sign it. I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of getting those kinds of, you know, albums and books and all kinds of artistic endeavors. You know, there's nothing like that little John Hancock on there.
Absolutely.
Or in your case, Joanna Hancock, I guess.
Yeah. I've gotten quite a few signed. I also have people who want to give them away as presents. So
it's terrific. That's it. There you go. And one more time, hold up the book if you would.
We are.
There it is. RV with Me. RV with Me is the name of the book. In case you're listening and not viewing, people often listen to the podcast as opposed to watching it. So we got to kind of describe things for them. Beautiful cover with a family in front of an RV, kind of a cartoon cover, beautifully illustrated. And again, everything goes, the cost of the payment on the book, right over to the needy folks in Ukraine.
And it also comes with a little bucket list and travel log for those of us who are already traveling.
Ah, very
on the back,
nice.
So you know, you can write in where you've been, where you want to go. And of course, the About the Author page. And it also has a beautiful picture of my illustrator that is in Ukraine.
Yes, excellent. Wow, that is terrific. All right. RV with Me is the name of the book. My guest is Caitlin Plonsky. RV with the Plonskys is where you can find them on Instagram. And you have a website too? I guess you do, right?
I do. That's my fault. I don't use it as much. Uh-huh. I have three babies. I try to focus on my Instagram, whatever comes to my phone, Amazon.
Yeah. Well, listen, we'll give you a pass now, but next year, get on it.
Right, I know. Get on it. What's next? Everybody's asking, what's the next book? And I'm like, oh my goodness, yeah. Let me just focus on these three babies I have too. Yeah. And getting the first book out there.
Well, listen, it sounds like you've got a rich, full life there. It's absolutely wonderful. Congratulations on the arrival of the twins, and best to all three kids and the lineman for the county, as the old song goes.
Thank you so much.
That's wonderful. And your dog too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
What's the dog's name?
In real life, he's Stud Muffin. In the book, he is Muffin.
Okay, so Stud Muffin, aka Muffin. That's great. There you go, folks. Caitlin Plonsky, our guest right here on the RV Advisor Podcast. As always, love to have you back again, Caitlin. Thanks so much. Continued success with everything and safe travels. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. Stay tuned. Back in a moment to wrap things up.
Here are five words every RV enthusiast should know. Advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. That's what the RV Advisor was built on, along with protecting your rights. Visit theRVAdvisor.com.
Welcome back to the RV Advisor Podcast. Just want to remind you to sign up for the RV Advisor newsletter. We'll be back with a new show next time. Thanks so much for watching. So long, everybody.
Did you enjoy this video? Be sure to like, comment, and share, and hit the bell icon, remember, ding, ding, so that you're notified when new videos are uploaded. As always, don't forget to subscribe.